Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink, recline and dine.
Speaking of mixing a stiff drink, one of the Weeby sisters has got a martini in her hand, I think, in this video that we're
margarita.
Going to work on. Is it a margarita? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, the Doug Steffen Good Day program has been tested for viruses, and we're fine. We have software working all the time, and you can tell that by listening to how soft Jennifer Horn. All right, so Jennifer is here, and Richie is here, and Kenny is here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have heard Hillary Clinton say that she had the black vote all wrapped up. There are many people in this country who are guilty of one and the same. Everybody who is white thinks the same. Everybody who's a Republican thinks the same. Everybody who's black thinks the same. Everybody who's Jewish thinks the same. That's nonsense. There's a website that we have found called WeebySisters.com. And this is not the beginning. This is not the first post that they've done. They've been actually quite, since Donald Trump became the first choice for a lot of people, these people have been very, very vocal. I believe they are black sisters. Are they not? Are they cousins? Sisters?
I think they're sisters
in the term of sisters. Are they real blood sisters?
I don't know. Their names are Diamond.
They don't say.
Their names are Diamond and Silk, and they stump for Trump.
Right.
And so they've been all over the media, and apparently this video that we're going to hear from them, they were scheduled to be on MSNBC.
Right.
And MSNBC wanted to know all of their personal information.
Mm-hmm.
And then dumped them when they wouldn't give them the personal information. They got mad.
Tell you all, I appreciate all of the support from you all, from all of our viewers.
Yes.
And CNN and Yahoo News and all of the countless radio stations.
Yes.
We really appreciate you
Thank
all.
You.
But I just got something to tell you
all.
Right. Okay, NBC threw us up under the bus and backed that bus back up on us.
That's what they did to us.
Now, we were supposed to have an interview with MSNBC with a guy by the name of Steve Konosky. Well, because Steve Konosky couldn't get in our business and our personal life, he canceled on us.
Yes,
he wanted to know who our children was.
Yes.
What was their name?
Yes.
Where we work?
Yes.
Where we live?
Yes.
It was none of his business.
So
I decided, because you want to know what's wrong with us, find out what's wrong with you.
Let's find out.
Well, we found out that he used to work for Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, making donuts.
Well,
Steve Konosky, if you don't want us on your show to stop for Trump, maybe you should go back and report news to them donuts.
Or
I tell you what, how about flying to the moon and making moon pies and talk to the moon about the news? You probably won't get no ratings, though.
No.
And how is it that they can invite Brian Lyon Williams back on MSNBC, but don't want to invite us on MSNBC to go ahead and stop for Trump? Listen, we are a strong supporter for Trump.
Yes.
We stop for the Trump.
Yes.
And I tell you what, you don't want us to stop for the Trump on your show?
We will
stop for the Trump right here.
That's
and I tell you what you do.
Right.
How about going and making honey buns? Make you some delicious honey buns and report the news to them. Because if you don't be careful, your buns is not going to have any ratings. No ratings whatsoever for fooling with us because we haven't done nothing to you. We're not paid by Trump.
No.
We're not no imposter for Trump. We ain't never met Trump.
No, we
don't know Trump.
No,
we know we want him to be president.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we know. And what you ain't going to do, what they try to do, you all, they try to do hit pieces. They try to do hit pieces on us. They're trying to twist our words.
Yes.
But if you want to know what I think,
you
want to know what I got to say, all you got to do is tone in right here
That's
on our doggone station.
That's right.
If they don't want us to come and report for them,
That's right.
we will report it right here.
That's
we
right.
stopping for Trump, and don't y'all stop it for him, too.
Never.
I don't know what's wrong with MSNBC.
Never.
But Steve Konosky, shame on you. Shame on you.
She needs super beats.
As they do the shame finger thing. It's hysterical. I watched them for about an hour yesterday.
Did
and
you?
Just, I was, oh, God, it's so entertaining.
Funny stuff. It is entertaining. And the subtext is MSNBC screws us over because we stumped for Trump.
Yeah.
They did.
And they did a video about Hillary Clinton's email scandal, and they were so funny. They're like, this is a case for the sisters, CSI sisters. They're talking about how you have to look in the ground and you have to look. There are all the places where you could look for Hillary
Clinton. It's called Hillary
emails.
Clinton, what the hell happened to your emails?
But we have all of these videos in the video of the day box at DougStephan.com. And it just, it puts oftentimes pieces together of things that you may not necessarily understand. So.
Girl, I'm so glad that I got married, 15, 16 years ago now.
Isn't it that long?
So much pressure. For you to be like epic,
be awesome
when you get married. Like if I just got married and walked up and said, "Hey man, we're having a great time," you know, that's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to do some big production that's going to get 100,000 views on YouTube. Otherwise, your wedding is a failure.
Do you think when you get to be, let's say, somebody who's my age, or people who have been married once or twice shouldn't even bother to have a party? You just, if you want to be married, you just go.
No, party. All parties all the time.
Really?
Are you crazy?
That's all my wedding was about, was the party.
Yeah, you had a nice party. It was not overdone.
The only good part
no, really,
of marriage
it was.
Is the party.
It was a nice.
Goes downhill.
It really was very nice.
And
Richie's wedding
fun.
Was fun. Yeah, we had fun at your wedding too. Yeah, it was so hot though. My God, was it hot? Oof. Kenny got married. Well, Richie actually got married in Las Vegas, too.
Yep. The official wedding
they
was
They both
in Vegas.
Did. Yeah. Get married in Las Vegas.
We were
Vegas.
Both married by Elvis.
Yep. All right, so, Jennifer, you got to get married in Las Vegas.
I've always wanted to be married in a drive-through Elvis wedding chapel.
Really?
Not for, I mean, I want like a real wedding, but then I want to do another wedding
did.
at the drive-through. Yeah.
And it's the funniest thing you will ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical.
A lot of fun. Yeah, it's good stuff. Apes. Maybe closer to human speech than we realize. Story at DougStephan.com of Coco.
Just listen to our last
world's
segment.
The most intelligent gorilla. He's going to be replacing Rich any day now.
Yes. I got news for you. He's been pushing the buttons for the last week.
Ape is 44 years old. Do we think that there's a society of apes that think ape is a derogatory term? What would we use instead of an ape? What would you call? If you look at the picture of this ape. Should
Why
it
would
be?
It be a derogatory term?
Well, because people come up with all...
No, I can see where he's right.
Apes.
Yeah. There's going to be a PC name for apes and monkeys at some point.
Right.
Because it is derogatory.
More apes than monkeys.
Right.
I've got to go feed my feline. I'll be right back.
All right. So this gorilla uses 1,000 signs from American Sign Language to communicate, has gained a very sophisticated understanding of spoken English as well through the help of a group of psychologists and researchers who've been training her for a number of years. There's a study out that we refer to at DougStephan.com suggesting that this ape may be closer to verbal communication than has been thought. This information comes from the Journal of Animal Cognition. The research finds the gorillas may be capable of complex vocal behavior that defies previous beliefs. Traditionally, scientists thought that apes had extremely limited vocal ability, but apparently this postdoctoral researcher at the University of Wisconsin says in something we gleaned off of the Huffington Post, it was thought that they were not able to voluntarily control their vocalizations and also that they were not able to learn new vocalizations outside of their species repertoire. Apparently, that is not the case. And this animal, you can click on the story, get the rest of the story at DougStephan.com. This animal is closer. It's sort of like a parrot. This seems more intelligent, frankly, than a parrot. It doesn't seem to me like a parrot.
Yeah, it's not just mimicking.
No, it's just thinking.
Right.
This is thoughtful conversation. So that's where we're headed next. Apes will talk. 16 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map, compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer. It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy six-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with four different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Now the hit-and-run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can wait on and handle.
So where is Rusty Staub now? Rusty opened two restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. The holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth.
If we took 1/10 of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demand for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Dr. Buff here. Are you an over-explainer? Well, if you are, you might want to stop. Here's the social science of it. You know the type, you ask them something, and 20 minutes later, they're still explaining. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but they tend to go on and on and on. Why? Some say they're afraid you'll take offense, so they over-explain to protect themselves. And they need hedging their bets just in case they're afraid of failure. So here's what you need to know. Most people don't want an over-explanation. They just want an answer to the question. Next, stick to the facts. Keep opinions out of it.
All I ask from you is a very simple answer to a very simple question.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Answer the question with one explanation and keep the others to yourself just in case you need them later. When you do, you'll feel more secure because you know more than they do. Got a question or a comment? Hey, you can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Karen Dawson joins us. Karen is a certified travel consultant, a master cruise consultant, certified Caribbean specialist, a travel industry executive, and she's here to talk about all of the problems you have experienced, I have experienced, we've all experienced in getting on an airplane. And the stuff, I mean, the not only the TSA stuff, which is mindless baloney in and of itself, but because the airlines have combined, United is two big airlines, Delta is now two big airlines, American is two big airlines, and the two big airlines are too big, Karen, in my estimation. You find all kinds of computer problems, and they're so big that when the computer crashes, it stops. For example, what was it, United last month? Everything stopped for 5 hours, right?
So, and this past weekend, it was in Washington, D.C., but unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't the airline's problem. It was the FAA. It was the air traffic control system.
Right. So, and that was another thing that there's been much publicity about in the last week or 10 days of how the record logs show that these people are, after six and a half hours, the air traffic controllers are fatigued. They're falling asleep. I mean, there are all kinds of things that give you nightmares if you're a frequent flyer like I am, and I'm betting you are.
Yes, that's for sure. But I have great faith in the system, and the exciting news is it's a new air traffic control system. It's based on satellites instead of the old radar, which is what we used for years and years. So as I read this article that they've determined it was just a computer glitch that happened on Saturday, that makes me very happy that's all it was.
Well, do you believe it, though? Is that
absolutely
the truth?
I do. It's a new computer system, sure. It was implemented in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They were implementing an update, and those things happen. I think the The unfortunate things, when it happens on our own PC at home, it's not a big deal.
Right.
When it happens for thousands of travelers who are traveling the Washington, D.C. area, it's a big deal. But the real frustrating thing is that the airlines didn't know what the problem was. The airport didn't know what the problem was. You know, and so they're ultimately blaming the FAA. And unfortunately, the FAA didn't come out and say anything.
Well,
it's a typical 4 hours later.
Right. It's typical government where they cover their own butts. They're all worried about their own jobs and careers and not what is going to be in for the benefit of the traveling public. The value is here because we're paying for it. We ought to have value, and you don't. You're slaves to these people who are interested in themselves and they're not interested in what the big picture is.
Well, I think in this case, they're so afraid, and understandably so, with the recent hacking of the IRS and some other, retail stores. I think the FAA was probably trying to be cautious and really investigate what did happen, and we've got to be careful what we say, so not to alarm people. So from that perspective, I understand, but it would have been good if they could have at least issued something that said, gee, we have a computer glitch, we're working on it, and we're going to get you up and running as fast as we can. If they had said something, but unfortunately they didn't say anything until after it was fixed. So that's the problem.
Well, that's typical.
And the airlines do not respond.
And the airlines sometimes, depending on the training, I think... Mm-hmm. What I want to know when we're traveling, I want to hear the pilot talk about what's going on. I want to know where we are, what's going on.
Right.
And they're only required to speak on takeoff and as they get ready to land. So that's what most of them do, is just what they're required to do. And it's usually non-informative foolishness that's a promotion for the airline instead of really getting to nitty. I mean, we all love to ride with a guy who says, look out on the right-hand side. You can see the Grand Canyon. You see that waterfall down there? You know, I fell down the over the tree with my wife, you know, something like that. But that doesn't, we're not required to have, in order to have a good flight, to have that sort of thing. What we are required, the air traffic control system, as you said, has been updated. It's been 30 years in the making. There has been, there have been complaints for 30 years from pilots and airlines that the system was outdated and needed to be updated. But because Congress raided all the money in the airline trust fund, it's taken them this long to make it work. So I think that needs to be clear. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm thrilled that we finally got a new system.
New system. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that. A lot of people, I think, didn't know there was a new air traffic control system. So that brings us around to thinking, all right, maybe the travel would be easier. Now if we can just get rid of the TSA, we'll be all happy, or those of us who are travelers. Karen Dawson, travel consultant here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.